Okay, great. I'm here. Not in turf. We've just seen Sigma beat Vaughn 2-1, and I have coach. The new head coach of Sigma is John Zervas, and he'll tell us how did the game go today.
Yeah, it was our first game, so obviously a little bit rusty. We had a few preseason games, but that sometimes always doesn't take out the rust. But in general, we did, I think, a very good job of keeping lots of blows of possession inside the final third. The idea was to try and spring them off on a counterattack because we knew they would want to try and go at us a little bit more. So, with our speed a little bit up top and a little bit of strength from Leif Tiverdal, we thought that we can put them on the back foot and find opportunities to go. And we found it. We took some opportunities and scored some goals. But, we also caused some problems too.
Yeah. Now, you're what's I going to say? The season is all compressed now, and you guys were always famous for getting off to a 9-0 start, and then the kids would say, well, I'm off to NCAA, and then a couple of weeks later, well, I'm off to Canadian colleges. But with no cup competition this year, is this the year that you can go right?
Yeah, we hope for it, right? It's we're looking at trying to finish things off, and we're always kind of at the top end or in the playoffs and looking to try and get to the final game. And we've been to the final game a few times, but we haven't been able to close the door. With a lot of our NCAA guys, it's, we'll have a boatload of them to kind of back and playing and giving and competing for spots. But, you know, we've tried to reinforce with some guys that are staying a little bit of the whole year round. And we have a few guys that are still kind of kicking around and trying to make that next step to the CPL. And obviously we've lost quite a few guys to the CPL and at Forge especially, and we're looking to kind of keep that tradition going.
Yeah, no, I've asked about that, certainly noticed about your players now on Forge. There are even more guys who went to the open tryouts. Like I remember in Toronto, Irvon Bajman, the goalie, never got into a game because Tristan Henry played every single game, but he was in, I guess, for the under-21s and that. Yeah. But he passed through and through Toronto there, and now he's starting today. But is there a secret list that because of Bobby you could say, hey, how about this guy, how about this guy, in case guys get injured later in the year?
Yeah, for sure. There's a little bit of a connection where we can recommend guys, and I'm sure Bobby is also keeping tabs on guys and seeing how they're doing. And I think that's the idea, right, is to try and groom some of them where not just to play for Forge but also play for other clubs in the CPL or even bigger than that, we go to the MLS. But the idea is to try and give them opportunities in order to make the next step, right? And we'll see a lot of young guys in this league and a lot of young guys in our team, but that's the idea of just get their feet wet and give them the experience in order to play at the next level.
You've got, now, just to finish off here, you've got two teams in the under-20. The new
Reserve
League 1 has started off a Reserve League, and you've got enough players to put in two full teams.
Yeah, the idea is, because I think League 1 is getting younger, it's normal that also give a little bit of opportunities to our younger players, and we'll see a little bit of a younger lineup, but it'll also be those guys who are coming from NCAA who are probably not just ready yet to make the full-fledged commitment to the first team, but it's to get them games and push them in those environments, and who knows, maybe there's someone shining that we implement them in there, and it could be as far as a 22-year-old or someone who is 16 or 15 years old.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And let me.